Welcome to The Light Within, a podcast for anyone seeking to rewrite their life, live in their light, and align with their soul's highest purpose. I'm Leslie Draffen. I'm a journalist and menstrual cycle coach, and I'm obsessed with all things spirituality, sexuality, wellness, empowerment, and mysticism. Join me as I interview coaches, teachers, healers, and thought leaders from all around the globe about all the ways we can feel more tuned in, turned on, and lit up AF. If you're on a journey towards self-discovery, you've come to the right place. This is The Light Within. Hello, beautiful beings, and thank you so much for joining me for this week's solo episode of The Light Within. So, you saw the title, and today I want to talk about the biggest lies the doctors are telling you about your period. Now, this all comes because a couple of weeks ago, I went to a women's health talk in my town, and I watched three gynecologists and one internal medicine doctor, all women, talk about menstrual cycles, breast cancer prevention, and menopause. So, I'm sitting in the audience. I am so excited to be there for this talk. I love this topic, right? Like, this is what I do. And imagine my surprise and shock and just anger when one of the doctors right off the bat says, menstrual cycles are not medically necessary. You don't need to have a period. I was floored. From my seat in the second row, because yes, I am a very good student, I snorted in disdain. What? Not medically necessary? Like, we are still saying this shit? So the doctor, who I would later find out works primarily with adolescents, then goes on to talk about all the benefits of hormonal birth control and menstrual suppression. Yep, that is the phrase that they had coined. Menstrual suppression. They kept saying it over and over again, and I literally had to bite my fucking tongue. The woman went on to say that there are so many reasons teens should be suppressing their menstrual cycle. If they have period problems, if they just don't want to have a period, just suppress the menstrual cycle. And she proudly talked about giving a 12-year-old an IUD under sedation. Excuse me? Can a 12-year-old even consent to that? Did you educate her about that? Did she understand what was happening? Did her parents understand about the potential problems with that form of birth control? In fact, the general message that this doctor had was that periods were problematic, something to avoid at all cost. If you didn't want to have one during your gymnastics meet or your softball game, that's okay, babe, just take the pill. Or here, I'll give you a fucking IUD as a teenager. I wish you could have seen me. I was sitting in the audience spewing, flip-flopping between wanting to stand up and shout them down and just walk the fuck out. But I didn't even ask any questions. Like, they took questions at one point, and I couldn't even bring myself to say anything because I was so angry that I knew I would lose my shit. So do you need a period? Doctors at that event said no. The internet doctors say no until you're trying to conceive, but I'm going to be honest, that shit just does not feel true to me. So these doctors at this event tried to say that having so many periods throughout your life without having babies, which then create that break in the cycle, that's actually bad for you. Yet they did not say a single thing about the fact that the pill is a class 1 carcinogen, aka a cancer-causing agent. Not one of them mentioned the elevated risk of depression, suicidal ideations, and anxiety caused by the pill. They wouldn't talk about how many more women are on antidepressants and also on the pill. No one talked about why putting kids on the pill instead of addressing their period problems like heavy bleeding and cramps wouldn't actually heal those problems, but just delay the problem and push it down the road for the woman and her next doctor to deal with later in her life. And not a single fucking doctor seemed to care that putting fake hormones in the body for years and years and years and years could really fuck up your hormones whenever you stop the pill. In fact, these doctors were pushing pills so much that it finally dawned on me. This has got to be a ploy by the pharmaceutical companies, right? Get kids on the pill, literal kids. Then you can give them IVF when they cannot conceive during their main reproductive years, and then offer them hormone replacement therapy in perimenopause and menopause. So the doctors aren't just in on it, they are literally leading the way. Now, I should say, not once did these doctors talk about diet changes in order to help with period problems or menopausal problems. They just said, lose weight. Of course they fucking did. Not once did they offer any information about herbs or natural supplements to help with these things, right? Not fucking once. And so in case you did not already know, I spent 15 years as a journalist, and my job was to ask hard questions, to get to the bottom of things, and honestly just to question everything. And pair that with my training and certification in menstrual cycle health. And so I knew I had to do something to refute these doctors and their bullshit about periods. And so here we are with this podcast, right? So here are three reasons why I believe that periods are absolutely necessary, right? And I'm not the only one. There are absolutely doctors out there who understand how important your period is. In fact, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists considers the period to be a fifth vital sign. It is just as important in understanding overall health as your body temperature and your heart rate. So why didn't any of those doctors at this event seem to know or bring that up at all? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Number two, periods are natural. They've been happening since the literal dawn of humanity, right? And it's really only been within the last 70 years or so that we have been medicating periods away, right? What's also been happening in that time frame? More period problems, more menopausal problems. And yes, I do believe this probably has to do with the additional stress on our bodies, the shit in our food. But I wholeheartedly think it's because medical professionals are out there handing out the pill like candy to literal babies. Now, like I mentioned in my episode about all the things they don't tell you about the pill, I am 1,000% pro-pill when it comes to birth control. When you use it for what it was designed for, to prevent you from getting pregnant, go for it. But my issue is when it comes to period problems. When you use the pill, it's a Band-Aid. And I honestly feel like it is lazy as hell for these doctors to just be giving it out without further evaluating underlying problems or giving any advice about diet and lifestyle changes. Third, on a spiritual level, your period connects you to your true essence as a woman. It is the life force of this entire universe. And I've talked about it on my Instagram. I'm sure I've talked about it in all of these podcast episodes that I've done on menstrual cycles, but I believe there is a conspiracy going down to silence women's menstrual cycles so that women are then silenced. When you understand the ebbs and flows of your cycle, that is when you become powerful. Yes, you can boost motivation. You can boost productivity. You can reach your health and fitness goals, which I talked about in episodes 62 and 63 of this show. But more than that, when you understand how truly fucking powerful you are because your menstrual cycle is what makes you inherently powerful, you're unstoppable. And so I believe that this is just part of a huge ploy to keep us down. Now, I do not have to tell you that in every single culture across history, there have been myths and misconceptions and misinformation and disinformation now about the menstrual cycle, right? So in ancient history, the church mostly taught that like women were unclean, they were toxic when they were on their periods, and they could do things like make the wine go sour, kill crops, even make animals go mad. But here's the thing, this information and this misinformation is still rampant today. It just has a different face. There's just a different person fucking telling it to you. Doctors are lying to you. They're telling you your period is not important, that you should just skip it, that you should cover it up with the pill. If you don't want to have one, no big deal. But here's my worry. As more and more menstruators hear this shit from what they believe are highly reputable sources, we are just going to continue seeing the taboo around menstrual cycles grow. And menstrual taboos are dangerous for women, right? So these lies from medical professionals are dangerous for women. Period. No pun intended. Your period's essential for your well-being. Without understanding it about your cycle, you might be faced with more health problems, fertility problems down the road. So the next time your doctor tells you this, please question them. Ask them to back up their beliefs with cold, hard facts and show you the data at least. And if it does not feel right to you intuitively, run. Okay? So my rant is over. Thank you for listening. If you want to connect and talk more about menstrual cycles, please reach out to me on Instagram at Leslie Draffin. I have a brand new course on cyclical living that is perfect for beginners or anyone who wants to deepen their relationship to their cycle. It's 8 weeks long. You can do it on your own. It's called Cycle Codes. And right now it's on sale for $250 over on my website, lesliedraffin.com. Have yourself a great week, my loves. And remember, there's no light without darkness, but there's no darkness without light. I'll see you next time.